This is The Good Pod Guide, a podcast where I, Lauren Windle, journalist and podcast mega fan, introduce you to new podcasts you won't want to miss, as well as reminding you about some big name fan favourites. So today's podcast is pretty self-indulgent. There are a few shows that I watch over and over and over again. Sex and the City, BBC dramatisation of Pride and Prejudice, definitely not the Keira Knightley movie, and as with any millennial worth their stripes, Friends. I started watching Friends at the end of season four. Literally the first episode I watched was when Ross said Rachel when he was marrying Emily. And I was just like, oh my gosh, I'm so hooked. I have no idea how they're going to get him out of this scrape. And from then on, my sister and I just sat there desperately waiting for each next episode and next series as it was released. In the UK, I think it was the final two seasons that they released on E4. And this is when E4 was like a brand new channel that you only had if you had Freeview, which I didn't. I had channels 1 to 5. So I had to get my friend to record them onto tape. And then I had to go down to my dad's house where he had a tape player that would play it and sit on his bed and watch it there. And I'm telling you, that is the dedication that I had to Friends. And you don't see any kids doing that for any show these days because it is all just at the end of their remote. You know, we had to work for our TV and I'm proud of the person that that's made me become, you know. I've also been to some Friends-themed quizzes in central London, which I absolutely smashed. And we would have won if it hadn't been for the fact that the rest of my team was so incompetent. Okay, wow, you're really getting a view of like what I'm like at a pub quiz. But actually, I do get quite competitive when I feel like winning is within my grasp. And at a Friends quiz, it almost certainly always is. Anyway, let me tell you about today's podcast. It is Friends with Friends. And this is a podcast where each episode, two British comedians, Dave and Pete, look at a different episode of Friends. They started out by inviting other people to pick their favorite episode, and then they spent the time sort of talking through it with them. You can expect a lot of puns about giant coffee cups and asking if people could be any more excited. One of my favorite things that I did learn is the four least favorite episodes of Friends as judged by the listeners of the podcast. Right. And actually, I wasn't hugely surprised by two of them, but two I quite liked. And I think there are definitely worse ones. Okay. This doesn't count the compilation clip episodes, which we can all agree are definitely worse and just lazy, quite frankly. So in reverse order, the fourth least popular was the one with the donor where Chandler and Monica are trying to find some amazing sperm for their child because they think they can't have the baby themselves. Agreed, that's crap. The one with Phoebe's ex-partner. And I thought that was all right when Phoebe's old singing partner came back to reconnect with her. Second to worst, the one with the stain, and that is a shocking episode. So that's when Monica and Chandler get a cleaner and they think that she's stealing things because she's got the same jeans, but Monica's jeans have a stain on them. So they want to try and see if there's a stain on the crotch of the cleaner's jeans. Well, very silly. The one that won least popular is actually like a decent episode, I think. It's the one where they're going to party and it's when Gandalf is coming from out of town to see Ross and Chandler, but then he cancels at the last minute. So Joey's like, hey, we can party anyway. And then they're like all sitting on the sofa because they're exhausted like 8 p.m. and they just want to go home and have a bath and, you know, light some candles and throw on some Ken and G and stuff, you know, that sort of thing. The most popular episodes, though, the ones that people often wanted to talk about, tended to be earlier, pre-season 5 of the 10, for those who didn't know. And then the least popular were like the more recent ones, the later seasons, which I think is, you know, pretty much accurate. There are a few that I think don't quite fit into that. For example, there's an episode in season 6 where Ross got high, and I genuinely think that is one of the funniest episodes. You know, Rachel shouldn't have put beef in the trifle and Phoebe loves Jack Cousteau. And I often think about that episode. It is such a good one. Anyway, there are more than 100 episodes of this podcast and they're between 30 and 40 minutes long. The guys are funny. Goodness, do they know their friends. I didn't feel like I got a lot of like fan trivia along the way, but it was a brilliant walk down memory lane. Also, really interesting to hear what episodes people most remembered and liked best from a series that I spent my whole teenage years so invested in. In the next episode, I not only introduce you to excellent podcast Who We Be Talks, but also a brilliant YouTube dating show that will have you crying with laughter. For more info on the Good Pod Guide, check out the show notes. Also, like, subscribe, and leave a positive review. It helps us beat that nasty algorithm.